Let's go back to what I like. Somebody buys a house. They get a warranty. How does that work?
Well, you can, if they decide what plan they want to choose for the warranty, you can order it online or you can call us. And then we get the title company the information, and then when the house closes, when you go to closing, we have all the information, and it goes into effect that day.
I'll give you an even easier way. Or you can just tell me, and I'll take care of it for you, and I'll get the little pamphlet for you, let you fill it out, and I'll hand it to the title company, let them process and do everything for you.
That works as
well. They'll
do
it.
That's right.
Is that easy or what? But I'm going to tell you this, how much I believe in your warranty plan, and you've seen it. I know you have a little deal to check if you don't want a warranty. It's little. I have a big page, and people say, so why do you do this? Here's why. Before warranties ever existed, which they haven't been around that long, 10, 15 years maybe?
I'm going to say a little longer.
So it seems, of course, as I get older and older, time goes shorter and shorter. But back in the day when we didn't have warranties, when we were still riding with rocks, I'll tell you exactly what would happen. I'd get a call, and it would be somebody that just bought a house. And they'd say, Scott, we're just upset. Our hot water, we lived here a week and our hot water heater just went out. Well, in San Angelo back then, especially our water was even worse. It probably did go out. Well, the seller didn't know the hot water heater was bad. The inspector didn't catch it. You can't see inside of it.
No, you can't.
But they're still upset because they have a brand new house, a new to them house, and it just went bad. And now they're saying, I'm going to have to spend $500 on a water heater. What are we going to do? Well, here's what I do now. I said, just one second. Let me get you the 800 number for your warranty, and they'll call, and you can call. Oh, two things happen, or three things. We go, oh, yeah, that's right. Great. Thank you, Scott. And they're all happy. Or they say, this is a true story. Lady goes, Herb, I told you we needed to get a warranty. I said, I'm so sorry, because you should have got a warranty. And the other time I'll hear, well, nobody ever told me about it. That's why I have the big sheet.
Yes.
Because I can promise you, every single agent in my office is going to very much hard sell a warranty. But we don't get paid for it. It's none of our deal. Our thing is, because it protects you. It's a big, big deal.
Yes, it does protect you.
And as a seller, if I sell my personal stuff, I give them a warranty whether they ask for it or not. Because I want the protection. When they call 2 months later and said, Scott, we're having a problem with this house, I would say, that's why I bought you a warranty here. Here's the 800 number. Call them and take care of it. Everybody wins that way.
Yes, they do.
But let's talk a little bit about the different warranties. What does the base warranty cover?
The base warranty covers for the 13-month for the buyer, that would cover your AC and heating system, plumbing system, water heater, electrical, range cooktop oven, dishwasher, and your other appliances. That's in the basic for the $380 for 13 months.
When you say plumbing, what does that mean? Like if it backs up in your house or?
Well, let me just say this. It's got to be in the perimeter of the house for the plumbing.
Okay.
So under the main foundation. So yes, if you have a stoppage or if you have a leak, we will go in and, we have a good plumber here and he will go over and, like I said, it would be covered that's under the main foundation.
Okay. What if it's in the slab?
We cash everybody out for a certain amount on slab leaks.
Because I'm going to tell you this, and the reason I'm asking that question is I bought a house, a rental house. It's probably been 4 or 5 years ago, and it had a warranty that went with it. And I'm going to say it wasn't yours. They did not cover it in the slab. And, folks, that's a huge deal.
It is a huge deal. And slab leaks can be very costly and expensive, and that's why we have a limit on. And usually what we'll do if it's a slab leak, we'll just go ahead and send the homeowner a check for what we would cover,
Okay, well, they had a limit. It was zero.
Well, we do cover slab leaks.
Okay. Folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Kim Hines with me from Right Way Home Protection. Getting some good information here. I got to tell you a story. And true story again. I had one of my agents come in my office, and she has two people that are very meticulous people. They're teachers, professors. They read every word of everything. And I think you need to know this. I think the public should know this too, because I'm not that. I'm the ADD person who's going to scan anything, just to be honest with you. But they took every brochure we had in our office, and we probably have 6 or 7 of different companies. And no hint by me, no nothing, not even know the people. They took it with them, and they called to the back, and they said, we want to go with Right Way. Cynthia goes, you do? She goes, we read through every one, and Right Way has the best protection on your major appliances, which would be your heating and cooling.
Yes.
And that to them was the most important, which to me, money usually is the most important when you're talking about having to spend it. So they picked yours over all the others because of your protection superseding everybody else's for major appliances.
Right. Well, that's very good to know. And we actually have different plans that covers even more.
Let's get into that. Okay, we got the basic.
Basic. And then my most popular plan is Advantage Plan. And it covers all the basics that the basic warranty would cover. But it also covers an extra $250 for credit for permits and code violations. It covers equipment disposal, which is a big deal. If they haul off a water heater or air conditioning unit, you know, there's usually a fee they charge, and that's with any vendor. And HVAC modification coverage, it covers even more on the air conditioning coverage for that. And also covers washer and dryer and water softener.
Let's back up what you just said, because that's going to be a huge deal. And one thing that, and again, not with your company, but with some other deals we've had where people got really upset, codes change every day. They changed the codes. And because your hot water was put in 1976, which it wouldn't have been, it already be out by now. But if it was, the codes back then are not anywhere near what they are today. Same with your AC, your air conditioner and heating, you know, I'm sure everything else too. So guess what? When they take it out, that means they have to put back in on the new codes, correct? So what she just said, you have a $250 help there, and there's a really, really good chance there's going to be some code changes. So that's
yes,
real important.
That is true. They do change a lot of stuff up.
Okay, so we've got basically what could you add more than a swimming pool. You talked about a swimming pool.
Yes, swimming pool coverage is an additional $160, which I think is very reasonable.
And it that would sure cover, is.
You know, a spa also that's built in or in ground.